My desolation does begin to make a better life. Tis paltry to be Caesar. Not gain fortune. He's but fortune's knave, the minister of her will. And it is great to do that thing that ends all other deeds, which shackles accidents and bolts up change, which sleeps and never pallets more the dumb, the beggar's nurse and Caesar's.
Caesar sends greeting to the Queen of Egypt. Bids thee study on what fair demands thou means to have him grant thee.
What's thy name?
My name is Populeus.
Antony did tell me of you. Bade me trust you. But I do not greatly care to be deceived that have no use for trusting. If your master would have a queen his beggar, you must tell him that majesty, to keep decorum, must no less beg than a kingdom. If he please to give me conquered Egypt for my son, he gives me so much of mine own that I will kneel to him with thanks.
Be of good cheer. You will form into a princely hand. Fear nothing. Make your full reference freely to my lord, who is so full of grace that it flows over on all that need. Let me report to him your sweet dependency, and you shall find a conqueror that will pray in aid for kindness, where he for grace is kneeled to.
Pray you, tell him I am his fortune's battle, and I send him the great mercy of God. I hourly learn a doctrine of obedience, and would gladly look him in the face.
This I'll report, dear lady. Have comfort, for I know your plight is pitied. Of him that caused it.
Oh, dear, Fortuna, I hate the queen!
We could have
it. Do not yourself such wrong. You are in this relieved, but not betrayed.
What if there's two that we some dogs of language?
Dear Parker, do not abuse my master's bounty with the undoing of yourself. Let the world see his nobleness well acted, which your death will never let come forth.
Where art thou, death? Come hither! Come! Come and take a queen! Worth many babes and beggars!
Oh, temperance, lady!
I will eat no meat. I will not drink, sir. If idle talk will once be necessary, I'll not sleep neither. This mortal house I'll ruin to Caesar what he can. No, sir, but I will not wait pinioned at your master's court. Nor once be chastised with a sober eye of dull Octavia. Shall they hoist me up and show me to the shouting varlets we have sent you in Rome? Rather a ditch in Egypt be gentle grave unto me. Rather a Nile's mud lay me stark neck, and let the water flies blow me into abhorring. Rather make my country's high pyramides my debit, and hide me up in shame.
You to extend these thoughts of horror further than you shall find cause in Caesar. Herculeus!
What thou hast done, thy master Caesar knows, and he hath sent for thee. For the queen, I'll take her to my guard.
Sir Oliver, you shall content thee best. Be gentle to her. To Caesar I will speak what you shall please, if you'll employ me to him.
Then I would die.
Most noble Empress, you have heard of me.
I cannot tell
thee. Assuredly you know me.
No matter, sir, what I have heard or known. You laugh when boys or women tell their dreams. It's not your trick.
I understand not, madam.
I dreamt there was an Emperor Antony. Oh, such another sleep. That I might see but such another man.
If it might please ye.
Face was as the heaven. And therein stuck a sun and moon, which kept their course and lighted the little Othia.
Most sovereign creature.
His legs bespread the ocean, and his reared arm crested the world. His voice was propertied as all the tunic fears, and that defends. He meant to quail and shake the orb. He was as rattling thunder. For his bounty, there was no winter in it. An autumn twas that grew them all by reaping. His delight were dolphin-like. They showed his back above the element they lived in. In his livery walked crowds and crowds. Realms and islands were as plates dropped from his pocket.
Cleopatra.
Think you there was or might be such a man as this I dreamt of?
Gentle madam, no.
You lie up to the hearing of the gods. But if there be, or ever were one such, it's past the size of dreaming. Nature wants stuff to vie strange forms with fancy. Yet imagine an Antony for nature's peace against fancy. Condemning shadows quite.
Hear me, good madam. Your loss is as yourself great, and you bear it as answering to the weight. Would I might never or take pursued success, but I do feel by the rebound of yours a grief that smites my very heart at root.
I thank you, sir. Know you what Caesar means to do with me?
I am loath to tell you what I would you knew.
Pray, pray, sir.
Though he be honorable.
He'll lead me then in triumph.
Madam, he will. I know it.
Arise. You shall not kneel. I pray you. Rise. Rise, Egypt.
So the gods will have it thus. My master and my lord, I must obey.
Take you no hard thoughts. The record of what injuries you did us, though written in our flesh, we shall remember as things but done by chance.
So, sir, the world. I cannot project mine own course so well to make it clear. But to confess, I have been laden with like frailties, which before have often shamed our sex.
Cleopatra, no. We shall extenuate rather than enforce. If you apply yourself to our good intents, which toward you are most gentle, you shall find a benefit in this change. If you seek to lay on me a cruelty by taking Antony's course, you shall bereave yourself of my good purposes and put your children to that destruction which I'll guard them from. If thereon you rely, I'll take my leave.
And nay, through all the world, 'tis yours. And we, your scutcheons and your signs of conquest, shall hang in what place you please. Here, my good lord.
You shall advise me in all for Cleopatra.
This is the brief of money, plate, and jewels I am possessed of. 'Tis exactly valued. Not petty things, admitted.
Still be it yours. Bestow it at your pleasure. And believe, Caesar's no merchant to make prize of you with things that merchants sold. Therefore be cheered. Make not your thoughts your prisons. No, dear queen, for we intend so to dispose you as yourself shall give us counsel. Feed and sleep. Our care and pity is so much upon you that we remain your friend. And so, adieu.
My master and my lord.
Not so. Adieu.
He words me, girl. He words me. That I should not be noble to myself. Lark thee, Charmian.
Finish, good lady. Bright day's done, and we are for the dark.
I thee again. I have spoke already, and it is provided. Go, put it to the haste.
Out of my will.
Where's the queen?
Behold, sir.
Dorabella.
Madam, as there to sworn by your command, which my love makes religion to obey, I tell you this. Caesar, through Syria, intends his journey, and within 3 days, you with your children will be sent before. Make your best use of this. I have performed your pleasure and my promise.
Dorabella. shall remain your debtor.
I, your servant. Adieu, good queen. I must attend on Caesar.
Farewell, and thanks. No, Iris, what thinkst thou? Thou, an Egyptian puppet, shall be shown in Rome as well as I. Mechanic slaves with greasy aprons, rules, and hammers shall uplift us to the wheel. In their thick breaths, rank of gross diet, shall we be enclouded and forced to drink their vapor.
Oh, the good God.
Nay, it is most so, Iris. Saucy lictors will catch at us like strumpets, and scald rhymers ballad us out of tune. The quick comedians extemporally will stage us and present our Alexandrian revels. Antony shall be brought drunken forth, and I shall see some squeaking Cleopatra boy my greatness in the posture of a whore.
Good God! I've never seen it. But I'm sure my nails are stronger than mine eyes.
Why, that's the way to fool their preparation and to conquer their most absurd intent. Now, Charmian, show me my women like a queen. Go, fetch my best attire. I am again Sidonius to meet Mark Antony. Now, noble Charmian will dispatch indeed. And when thou hast done this chair, I'll give thee leave to play till doomsday. Bring thy crown and all. What's the noise?
Here is a rural fellow that will not be denied your highness' presence. He brings you figs.
Let him come in. What poor an instrument may do a noble deed. He brings me liberty. My resolution's placed, and I have nothing of woman in me now. From head to foot, I am marble constant. Now the fleeting moon, no planet is of mine.
This is the man.
Avoid him, Ethan. Hast thou the pretty worm of Nihilus there that kills and pains not?
Surely, I have him. But I would not be the party that should desire you to touch him. For his biting is immortal. Those that do die of it do seldom or never recover.
Rememberest thou any that have died on it?
Very many. Men and women too. I heard of one of them only yesterday. Very honest woman, but something given to lie. But a woman could not do, but in the way of honesty. How she died of the biting of it, what pain she felt, truly she made very good report of the worm. But this is most valuable. The worm, an odd worm.
Good deal. Farewell.
I wish you joy of the worm.
Farewell.
You must think this, look you. The worm will do his kind.
Aye, aye. Farewell.
Look you. The worm is not to be trusted, but in the keeping of wise people. For indeed, there is no goodness in the worm.
Take thou no care. It shall be heeded.
Very good. Give it nothing, I pray you. For it's not worth the feeding.
Will it eat me?
You must not think I am so simple. But I know the devil himself will not eat a woman. I know that a woman is a dish for the gods, if the devil dresses her not. But truly these same whores and devils do the gods great harm in their women. For in every 10 they make, the devils mar 5.
Well, get thee gone. Farewell.
Yes, proceed. I wish you joy. On the worm.
Give me my robe. Put on my crown. I have immortal longings in me. Now, no more the juice of Egypt's grapes shall moist this lip. Yeah, good Iris.
Quick. Methinks I hear Anthony call. I see him rouse himself to praise my noble act.
I hear him mock the luck of Caesar, which the gods give men to excuse their after wrath.
Husband, I come. Now to that name my courage prove my title. I am fire and air. My other elements I give to base their life. So, have you done? Come then, and take the last warmth of my lips. Farewell, kind Charmian. Iris, long farewell. Nature can so gently part, the stroke of death is as a lover's pinch, which hurts and is desired. Dost thou lie still? If thus thou vanishest, thou tell'st the world it is not worth leave-taking.
Is all the cloud and rain, and I may say the gods themselves?
This proves me base. First you meet the curded Anthony and make demand of her. And spend that kiss which is my end. Come, thou mortal wretch. With thy sharp teeth. It is not intrinsic of life. Fool, be angry and dispatch. Peace. Dost thou not see my baby at my breast that sucks the nurse asleep? Sweet as balm. Soft as air, as gentle. Oh, Anthony. Nay, I will take thee too. What should I say?
In this fire world, so very well. Now boast thee, death, in thy possession lies alas, unparalleled. Downy windows close, and golden Phoebus never be beheld of eyes again so royal. Your crown's awry, I'll mend it, and then play.
Where the bean?
Softly. Wake her not.
Caesar
hath
sent.
Too slow, messenger. Oh, come apace. Dispatch. I hardly feel thee.
What work is here? Charmian, is this well done?
It is well done. And fitting for a princess. Descended of so many royal kings.
All dead.
Caesar, thy thoughts touch their effects in this. Thyself art coming to see performed the dreaded act which thou so soughtst to hinder.
O sir, you are too sure an augurer. That you did fear is done.
Bravest of the law. She leveled at our purposes, and being royal took her own way. The manner of her death, Do not see them bleed.
Who was last to them?
A simple countryman that brought her figs. This was his basket. She had swallowed poison. It would appear by external swelling. She looks like sleep. She would catch another Antony and her strong toil of grace.
Here. On her breast. There is a vent of blood and something blown. The light is on her arm.
This is an aspic trail. And these fig leaves have slime upon them. Such as the aspic leaves upon a case of vine. Most probable that so she died. For a physician tells me she had pursued conclusions infinite of easy ways to die. Take up a bed. Bear her women from the monument. She shall be buried by her Antony. No grave upon the earth shall clip in it a pair so famous. High events as these strike those that make them. And their story is no less in pity than his glory which brought them to be lamented. Our army shall in solemn show attend this funeral. And then to Rome. Come, Dolabella. See high order in this great solemnity.